Yes, I've contemplated this last number of weeks, Greg, and I suppose I don't agree, and I've said that already in the process that's been adopted. I was always somebody who sought the mandate from the electorate, and indeed, if there was to be another election in the morning, I'd be quite confident of retaining the seat. But again, I've often heard the story, if you're not in, you can't win. And as someone who has spent nearly 20 years on the board, has attended 100% of the meetings, and involved in all types of community work, I just decided today that I would put my name in as someone who'd be interested in serving in the Guildford area, and I'm hopeful I'll be successful.
The majority of the positions are going to be appointed by the Minister from a Labour Fine Gael coalition government. You, of course, are a Fianna Fáil representative. Are you confident you'll get a fair crack of the whip and be judged on merit?
Yeah, well, I don't think the board can be all of one political persuasion, because in the history of the others from 79, there was always representation from all parties. And I do believe, and I suppose there's two chances in it. There's the 7 nominations, which includes the chairman from the minister, and there's the other one from the county councils. And we're very fortunate in Donegal that there's a nomination to come from Donegal County Council, and again as a long-serving member of the council, a fluent Irish speaker, and hopefully held in high esteem through my colleagues, that if I wasn't successful in one way, I would be hopeful that I would get a nomination through the county council. So again, to summarise, I would be hopeful that I would be able to continue the work that I've been doing over a long number of years, and that's the reason I've applied, Greg.